All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. Sam over here doing a little Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, they had a poll this past week, and they put out the top, and it's always subjective, the top 25 all-time rock and roll bands.
Yeah.
And you can imagine who one and two was, but Beatles and Stones. But in your world, who's the all-time rock band for you?
Rock band?
Rock and roll band. Yeah, rock band.
Band? Probably Beatles. Huh? Since I'm old enough to remember them playing here in Atlanta, Shea Stadium.
So if they sent you on a desert island and you get to pick a rock album and other genres, it would be for you a Beatles record as opposed to anybody else?
If you're talking just strictly rock.
Yeah, just strictly rock.
Yeah, probably so.
Really? Wendy? Yeah. Got one? She doesn't have one.
She doesn't have one?
No, she's thinking about it.
He could go with who we just played. He's from Texas.
Yeah, but he's not a band. He was an individual.
Okay. Well,
so.
With her, it'd probably be somebody from Texas.
Okay. You know who mine is, so we can get into that.
Who was that?
Van Halen.
Okay.
Not even close.
Van Halen?
Not even close. Not even close.
How many times you been to see them?
Okay. I was going to say about...
I'm just saying.
I've seen them pretty much every time they came through town, other than the last two, because David Lee Roth was back with them.
Okay.
Or the last one. But when it was the last of Dave and then Van Hagar, I was every one.
Okay.
And worked through all of them.
Now, my buddy from over Georgia State, Dave Cohen, who's also a Radio Hall of Famer, friend of the show, Kiss.
Oh, I can see that.
He's been to see them over 50 times.
I can see, yeah. Yeah, I can absolutely.
Hey, you go and see them.
Dude, that's spit on a windshield compared to people who are Grateful Dead fans.
Yeah.
They just travel with them. They just go to every show.
I mean, yeah.
So that's nothing. Listen, we talked about the home opener tonight, Atlanta United, and we're going to talk to Doug Roberson here in a little while. But, you know, the tailgating is getting going, man. We should be on this. And throughout the day, when you're listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we're going to be hopefully hearing from those of you out there preparing for this home opener and what you're doing. And you always like to ask, what's on the menu? What would you bring out there for today?
Oh, man.
On the menu.
Oh, man. You can put most anything out there today. But I would come out just kick things off right with some nice burgers. Some nice burgers. Maybe some brats.
It's going to be kind of nippy out.
It will be.
So you're going to have something in the hole.
Yeah.
Wendy asked the greatest question earlier. She took a left turn, and I swear it was like the those cartoon things where I went, what? She asked, when's the last time you had dinner for breakfast?
Yeah. Lunch for breakfast.
Dinner or lunch for breakfast. Meaning people who get up and do.
Yeah.
You know, at college, we did it all the time, right? You did leftover pizza from the night before.
Whatever's there. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
could you get up? Like you say, you were going to a Falcons tailgate. Like if this game was earlier with Atlanta United, same thing. So if it was a 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock start on the pitch, you getting your menu together. Could you tear into some St. Louis ribs like 9 a.m?
That'd be a little difficult. I could do a burger, though. I can do burger anytime. You know? That's cool with me.
Some ribs,
fries,
some kind of potato, fried chicken.
That or a piece of chicken. A piece of chicken goes in this time.
That's true.
Yeah, you ain't got it.
How about a steak? Nice steak.
You could do that too if you get it. You know, if you just want to have it that time. I don't usually ask for steak.
No, I don't either. But Wendy sounds like something she would do.
But
given the opportunity,
chicken you can do anytime.
All right, well, that would be possibly on the menu today. But as we talk about this game, and again, we're going to talk more about this with Doug. You just have to hang your head on the fact that there are organizations out there presently that have lost that superstar. It's not the M&M boys going into the season, right?
No.
Not going into it, but for the remainder of the season.
It only lasted one game.
But we're hanging our hat on Pitty and the other guys stepping up.
Right.
And I say don't look at the Warriors in basketball if you want to draw a team that won a championship and then lost some great players and where they sit right now. Look at the Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
Who won a chip. And lost their great player. And these guys clinched a playoff spot last night and sitting in second place.
Well, the difference is, you know, from the start of the season, you knew that player wasn't going to be there. This is a little bit of a different deal because you went into this season still counting on Joseph
still
Martinez.
Had to make, you still got to make
there.
Adjustments,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, you're making an adjustment now. But in Toronto, they just knew before the season began, they knew what the hand they'd been dealt and to make the necessary changes and adjustments to their roster and modify some things. And, you know, it's worked quite well for them.
So, again, we're going to talk more about the home opener here in a little bit. Hawks, again, last night, didn't get it done against Washington. But, yeah, listen, Cam Reddish, big night. And you got to feel good about that moving forward. 28 points, career high.
Yep, and he's had better games recently, and that's been encouraging to see him have the production that he had. John Collins still a double-double, 26-10. That was good for him. Herder had 14 points, 11 assists. That was good as well. But just no Trae Young last night. And you figure Trae Young's in the lineup last night, perhaps that makes the difference. Bradley Beal had a big, big night for Washington, too, 35 points for them. So they move on to Memphis tonight, and we see what happens, the continual evolution of this Atlanta Hawks basketball team. That's what I like to call it. It's continuing to evolve.
You just reminded me of something.
What was that?
I'll just use the barbershop as an example.
All right.
And shout out to KB and everybody over at Off the Hook, by the way.
Morning.
You go to a barbershop, you go to a gym, and there's a couple guys in there you've been seeing for years. You've been going there, and you just kind of nod your head and say, hey, man, how you doing? Or, you know, what's up? And then somebody asks you, what's that dude's name? And you go, hamala, 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 hamala. Right?
But you just know.
You just know him from the hay, right?
Right, that's it.
I got a friend of my cousin's who I have been spelling his name a certain way my entire life. And he spells it a certain way. Well, his name is Deshaun. And we have Deshaun Tate on everywhere.
Yes, we do.
So while I'm producing, I have to put down, you know, what we talk about during the show. And I have been misspelling Deshaun's name for probably a year. Our Deshaun, because I've been spelling it like the other guys, right?
Yeah.
And so this past week, I hit the daily double. Not only did I misspell Deshaun's name, because I just thought it was the same as the other dudes, I misspelled Trae Young's.
Whoa.
And I got caught by two. So I want to shout out to Knox Bardeen.
Okay.
And Abe, a producer who caught the Deshaun thing. Because I just been doing it a certain way all this time. And, you know, you just get used to it and...
Nah.
So it was on the website for a little bit, and it was yanked off. So I want to thank those two co-workers for having my back a little bit. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and I were also talking about the Atlanta Braves, and Freddie Freeman was mic'd up, and that was kind of cool. He was talking with Chipper, who was in the stands. And
that I like. I'm not the biggest fan of the in-game interviews with baseball. I don't know. Are you a fan of those?
Well, when you say in-game interviews.
Yeah, in-game interviews of somebody put a headset on in the dugout.
Okay.
I mean, if it's somebody that's not playing, fine. I'm not crazy about putting it on a manager or a player that, you know, I think the manager is going to be engaged in the game. That's just me.
Okay.
But I'm sure people at home probably.
Yeah, it is just you. But it also depends on the manager. Everything depends on the person.
Let the management, if you're going to talk to him, talk to somebody that's not in the game, to me. As, you know, a starting pitcher who's not starting that day, that's fine. You know, talk if you must talk to somebody who's in the dugout while the game's going on. This, however, is different. You know, this is access where the guys in the booth get to interact with the players, a la NASCAR, you know, where they get to talk to a driver in the car, not while he's going around.
I was just
going
to say, you're listening to the crew chief talk to the
driver. No, but I mean, before the green flags.
Yeah, before
drops,
they start.
While they're on the warm-up lap, they'll talk with somebody. Let's go down and check in with so-and-so.
That's fine.
Back and
but
so
during the race, though, we've had that.
The race.
But we've had that, though. They've tapped into that to hear the back and forth between the driver and the crew chief.
And the crew chief, but I mean, as far as the guys talking to him, they won't do it. They don't talk to him because the crew chief and the spotter's got to talk to the guy while he's driving. But this is a different type of access, and that's what we're always looking for to enhance our viewing experience or whatnot. And it's something I guess you would get by watching that you can't get at the ballpark.
All right.
So I think it's kind of cool, you know.
So this past week, there were a couple incidences where it was just great television. And for me, it started off with the first game of the week that I watched, and it was the Cubs. I want to say Cincinnati in front of me here, but they mic'd up Anthony Rizzo, Ain'tney, and Chris Bryant. Now, I really enjoyed when they were in the dugout, when the Cubs were batting, and those guys, and they might have been out of the game at that point, and they really went back and forth over a number of things. But they had one where Anthony Rizzo was batting, and he was asked if, you know, some comment about him. are you going to get that one first? Because I was going to tee up the other one. But all right, let's do Rizzo, and then I'll give you a second, and I'll give you the other one. Rizzo is he's one of the many who are starting to poke the bear, meaning the Houston Astros situation, and was asked while he was batting if he knew a pitch was coming, and here's his response.
I'm doing some math in my head. What he's going to throw?
What do you got?
I have no idea. I wish I knew. Someone bang for me.
Someone bang for me. Grab a garbage can. So that was Anthony Rizzo.
Are we going to hear that all season long?
Well, we'll hear it during spring training.
People poking fun at it.
Yeah. Well, if that's the worst that can happen, listen, because you know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I need some kind of levity attached to the situation because I'm really upset at how these guys skated. I really am. But the other person that was mic'd up was Chris Bryant, and here's what Chris said after, a bat. At bat.
Practical Joker is one of my favorite TV shows.
That way I know you're not talking to yourself on here.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. Well, I am a little bit.
Say hi to Jeff.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Hell! Get back. Get down. Dang it.
Foul.
What was that?
Fastball early on. Now I'm tired.
There were two things to take away from. That just gave, once again, authenticity to Bull Durham.
Sure.
Because that's all Kevin Costner. Remember that one scene where Kevin Costner was like, quick back, quick back, quick bat, quick bat. Boom. This is what these guys are saying to each other, saying to themselves while they're up there. Anyway, I thought that was great and looking forward to more. You ready to talk some Atlanta United?
It's time.
Home opener?
Yep.
Who's next?
Doug Roberts from AJC and AJC.com always brings us the latest on Atlanta United. That's straight ahead on this match day Saturday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Well, that's the sound.
Yeah.
That gets you ready, gets you fired up.
It does.
Ready,
man.
For today. Ready? Let's go out there and make a steak and then go inside Mercedes Benz.
Why not?
Well, it's breakfast for morning. Breakfast, was it? Dinner for breakfast. That's the theme today. Atlanta United get ready to take on Cincinnati FC, and things get started here at 6:30. Excuse me, not here, but it's Star 94, our cousin station.
Mm-hmm.
And then tip at 7 p.m. And a guy we go to all the time when it comes to anything Atlanta United, and he is going to make the fan base feel good. He's going to come with some positivity.
And we need it.
We need some positivity from you, Doug. Doug Robertson joining us here on Sam Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Let's start off with the obvious, Doug. And why should there be optimism toward this team as they get ready to, continue into the season? Not really start it, but the home openers tonight.
Well, because they won their first game in the league, and they've advanced in the Champions League. And suddenly, they're getting quite a few players back and healthy. There's still three key ones missing. But that's a few good reasons. And you're going to... those who are coming to the game, it should be, I imagine, around 65,000 or so at the stadium, which always makes for a fun atmosphere. First chance at home to get to see some of the new faces, Brooks Lennon, Jake Mulroney, among others, who have played well for the team so far in the preseason and in the Champions League and in that first game.
Great.
So those are a few reasons, I suppose.
He did it.
Yeah.
He did exactly what we asked. Thanks, Doug. That was great.
No problem.
Sure, Doug. They are the new faces, and they've contributed well. But this team went into the season just figuring that a certain person was going to be there. And no one person is going to cure this or going to replace Joseph Martinez. It's going to be something they've got to do by committee. Thoughts about some things you found out this week and things that we can watch for tonight?
Yeah, as you said, you can't replace Joseph Martinez. He's averaged almost a goal per league game since he came to MLS with Atlanta United. We're still not sure how long he's going to be out. But everyone kept saying that it's just going to take everybody's contributions to overcome the loss of Joseph Martinez. He scored last season, I think it was between 45 and 50% of the team's goals. You can't ask Adam Jan, who's coming in as striker, well, I think is going to come in as striker to score that many goals. I mean, scoring 10 would be really good, I think, from him. So then you got to look to guys like Pity Martinez and Ezequiel Barco, who are both playing well in the preseason and in the Champions League and in that win against Nashville. They've got to increase their goal production. Then you got to just have some guys start filling in the blanks. Guys like Jake Mulroney, if he can get a few goals, like Gressel did last year. And Brooks Lennon, if he can get a few goals. And then we don't know yet what we're going to get from Matheus Rosetto, the signing from Brazil, or Emmanuel Castro, the loan from Estudiantes in Argentina. Those are some of the other guys. If Emerson Hyman can chip in a few goals, that's what it's going to take. I think Atlanta United is still going to try to go out and sign a quality striker. I don't quite know how the deal is going to work because we don't know how much money they have left, but I don't imagine it's probably enough to get a top-flight guy. But they've been inventive with how they've built the roster in the past, and I'm sure they're working on a solution now to add some more depth at that position.
Doug, you mentioned a number of players, and you talked about possibly going out and getting somebody else. But usually when you see this in a team sport, there's always that one player that steps up who you didn't expect. Of all the people that you named, who's somebody that you think will take advantage of this opportunity, this void that the team now has?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think it's going to be Barco. You know, he has still yet to be able to play consistently for Atlanta United because of injuries or international call-ups to Argentina. There's a whole lot of reasons that he's really yet to get a long run of games. But now he looks poised, like he's going to be able to do that. He's staying healthy. He said he's worked a lot on his body in the offseason to try to stay on the field. So I think that he's going to be a guy that can step in. And Pity Martinez, to me, looks a different player than last season. He looks faster. He looks happier. He looks more relaxed as a consequence of those two things. So you asked for one player, but I'm going to give you two. I think Pity and Barco are poised to have some good seasons for Atlanta United and show why the team put so much faith in them with the transfer fees they paid.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Doug Roberts from AJC and AJC.com. He is social. Why are you laughing when I say that? Because he is. You can follow him on Twitter at Doug Robertson AJC, at Doug Robertson AJC. Okay, thoughts about this club from Cincinnati that's coming in. What do we expect from them? I mean, last week it was a team that was making its debut at home at their place. Thoughts about Cincinnati? What kind of challenge are they going to bring for us tonight?
Well, last year they were one of the worst clubs in MLS history. Just got awful on offense and defense. They went out and added a bunch of new faces, particularly up the middle, to try to strengthen the spine of the team. They lost last week to Red Bulls 3-2, but some of those new signings, it's going to take a little bit of time, as Atlanta United supporters will know from the new faces they've added, to get those guys in and build that chemistry. I think they're going to be a much, much better team than they were last year. Some of the guys to watch for, some of them are familiar faces. Brandon Vasquez, former Atlanta United player, is with Cincinnati. He started last week and I thought played well. Greg Garza, who was a fullback for the team its first season, is with Cincinnati. Or first two seasons, I should say, is with Cincinnati. He started and played decently last week. And then they added Harris Madunian from Philadelphia. He's coming in. They added another striker who came off the bench for Vasquez and played 26 minutes. Jurgen Lacasia, I think is his last name is. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and if not, I apologize. But that was another big-name signing they brought in to try to score some goals, which they just could not do last year. So I think they're going to be a good team. If y'all remember last year, they drew Atlanta United early in the season at Mercedes-Benz, and I'm sure they would like to do that again this year.
Man, we watch for that. Doug Robertson joining us on waitfor.com outline, talking about tonight's matchup, playing here at home, and this is the first one of the season. There's some things that are being modified, I guess, with Mercedes-Benz Stadium, some announcements as far as fans, interaction with the players. Your thoughts on that, and what are you hearing league-wide about that type thing?
Yeah, you're talking about the coronavirus.
Right.
There are, to be honest with you, I think more safe than sorry is probably a good rule to follow. Columbus, for example, flew in to – they have a game at Seattle. I think it's tomorrow. They weren't flying in until today, I believe. They're trying to really limit their time in the Seattle area, which unfortunately has become kind of a hotbed for this virus up there. I asked Barco the other day, you know, because Atlanta United does do a lot of fan-friendly interactive elements pre, during, and post-game, if the players were at all worried about all the hand-slapping and all that stuff. And he said, no, it's just something else to think about. But I'm going to be curious to see today if they do the rope line thing they do at the beginning of the game and the interactions of the Delta Sky Club. I think you might see a lot more waves than autographs and high fives and things like that. And it's simply just for the player's health as well as the supporter's health. So I think that would be a smart move.
Yeah, Doug, Sam was bringing this up earlier, that Mercedes-Benz Stadium, or maybe just through the team, they weren't going to have those high fives entering into the game. Just that was one of
the... I haven't seen that yet. Okay, good.
So
okay.
That was one of the things. But again, we've heard it in other sports. Is there something that may come down the pike here in the next week or two as this virus continues to spread out? Have you been told by the team that, listen, stay tuned for this news, we might have to take this precaution? We were reading from what was going on with the NBA, and they're talking about empty arenas there. Not just fans, but they're talking about keeping the media out. That's a possibility if this thing continues. Has Atlanta United as a team or MLS as a governing body talked about the possibility of things being shifted moving forward?
I know that Atlanta United is having daily task force meetings along with some of the other people in Atlanta to talk about the virus and things that they might need to think about and do. I haven't heard anything from the league regarding no supporters in the stands. That would be, I don't want to say devastating. That's too strong of a word. But a lot of the revenue these teams make is from people in the stands. That would be a very, very difficult decision to have to make. I would assume that if things got to a point where it's just much more safer for everyone for that decision to be made, that that's what they would do, because the last thing you want to do is be the spreader of the virus.
Right.
But no, I have not heard anything yet regarding that. If that would be a league decision, I don't think they would make it a team-by-team decision just for fairness' sake. But no, I haven't heard anything like that yet.
What do you, as a media member, or just you as a human, man, how do you feel about doing your job right now? And are you concerned in any way, not just what's happening here in Atlanta, but as you travel around with this team? Do you have any concerns?
No, we made the paper's leadership structure made the decision to eliminate all international travel. So, for example, I'm not going to go cover Atlanta United at Club America on Wednesday in Mexico City in the Champions League. And I'm fine with that. I don't really worry about it. The media interactions aren't like the players' interactions. There's not a lot of high fives. There's not a lot of handshaking. There's just some, hey, Doug, or stuff like that. You know, I know this is an airborne virus. I don't really worry about it because you're going to run into people wherever you go. And as long as you're washing your hands and keeping your hands away from your face and all that, I'm not worried about it too much. It's just everyone needs to follow what the World Health Organization says and the CDC says and not listen to the people who just don't have the facts or who don't believe what's going on because it might not reflect well on them. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Avoid contact. And let's just try to follow those rules for now. I don't worry about it.
And have a great day today out of Mercedes-Benz.
And bring us back a win. Doug, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug. Doug Roberts from AJC and AJC.com. Getting ready. Season opens tonight. Home open.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.